Welcome back to another episode of Yoda Unum on Member Supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with us, as always, is Father Arnold Trauner. Hello, Father.
Hello, Stephen.
So here we are at the end of our series and of our season. The title for the episode is Rupture or Continuity. And Professor Mario frames this for us. Our book closes by returning to its beginning. Is the change that we have examined fundamental, or is it only on the surface of things? Is it development or corruption? An unfolding of what was already there, or drastic transmutation? This is a question Bishop Sanborn always poses. Is Vatican II Roman Catholicism, or is it not? That is a yes or no question. Professor Mario follows with, the whole question of the present condition of the Church can be summed up as follows. Is the essence of Catholicism preserved? And you read this as a set of accounts and say, yes, Professor Mario, yes, that is the correct question.
It's very important to make the right start. Well, don't need to have set out well, as I say, as the listeners maybe know, I've been with the Fraternity of Pius X for altogether 25 years, if I include the seminary years, but I never came to the realization of exactly what the starting point of the problem, of the dilemma has been. I took it from somewhere in between, in Mediis Rebus. It was the episcopal consecrations in 1988, which I was present, and that's the year I entered in the seminary after my baccalaureate. Didn't come to my mind to dig deeper into the starting point. What is really the question at hand? What is the problem in the Church, the problem now? What is the Church faced, particularly with in this day and age? Because there are different aspects to it, but the starting point is this, as Vatican II, as this unfortunate council, which no one needed, which Roncalli, Pope John the 23rd, convoked in a whim, movement of his mind. What did it achieve? Was it a substantial change in what is essential to the Church, what is fundamental to the Church, or as it's just accidental changes which we either have to put up with or we have to remedy them as we can, patching up the holes and get the ship into the harbor somehow without it sinking? That's the big question. So it's fundamental whether there is, as they say, as the Ratzingerian dilemma also went on, rupture, continuity. Is the rupture change in essential features which then make that it can't be from the Catholic Church? Church cannot change her essence. Or is there some continuity which can be proven?
Well, and before we get to Professor Mario's solution, he has a couple summarizing ideas for us. In this long quote, he's obviously referring to modernists, but he doesn't use this term when he's talking about they. They put forward the view that the new idea of Christianity is only a new mode of existence for the same religion, rather than a transition to a different entity, which would imply the disruption and destruction of what previously existed. The whole of our book is, however, a collection of evidence showing that just such a transition has occurred. The idea of a purely symbolic presence of Christ in the Eucharist is presented as a new mode of understanding his real presence. The idea that the life of the risen Christ exists in the faith of his disciples is put forward as a new mode of saying Christ really rose from the dead at a given moment in time, and this notion is alleged to be faithful to Catholic doctrine. The idea of the ascension of the Lord as a symbolic and spiritual ascending of Christians by means of their faith is substituted as an equivalent to believing in his bodily ascension. The idea that original sin is simply an expression of the solidarity of the human race, which leaves each individual perfectly innocent, is put forward as being in unbroken continuity with the Catholic doctrine of the corruption of man's original condition, passed on by propagation to every human being. The idea of taking on a glorified body the instant after death, the material body being permanently abandoned thereafter, is advanced as a new presentation of the doctrine of the resurrection of the flesh. Besides being unsupported by the magisterium of the Church, all these ideas are riddled with logical flaws and assume that saying Christ did not ascend bodily.